Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, which says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Jesus is the perfection of love. In love, He lived a sinless life on our behalf. In love, He died on the cross to pay the debt we owed for our sin. In love, He rose from the grave. In love, He shares His victory over sin, Satan, and death with all who believe in Him. As Christ loves, so too has He called us to love. Love is sacrificial, not selfish. If you could possess every natural talent and every spiritual gift but didn't utilize those gifts with a loving attitude, what good would you really be doing? Would it have lasting value? Would it glorify Christ? Or would it just make some noise for a few minutes and then fade away? Love is not about showing off. It's about serving. When we love, we have the privilege of noticing what someone else needs, then meeting that need with the strength Christ supplies and a heart that reflects His. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read a portion of it together today and to internalize the content. Lord, You reveal so many things to us in Your Word, and You tell us so much about the nature of Your heart and the ways in which You show love to humanity. And then You call us to love one another with a Christ-centered love. But we know we can't do that in our own strength. Lord, I'm grateful for a portion of Scripture like we just read from 1 Corinthians 13 that shows us that we could have all the spiritual gifts and all the talents and all the abilities that can be fathomed. But if they're not coupled with love, they don't carry the same meaning. They don't carry the same use. They don't have the same effect. Lord, You call us to be loving because You are loving. You empower us to be loving because You are the perfection of love. And so we pray that as we interact with others, that we would consider it a privilege to notice what someone else needs, and then to use what You've supplied us with to meet whatever need might be present, and to do so with a heart and a mind that reflect Your heart and Your mind, and with an attitude that conveys joy because we possess joy as You've supplied it to us. We're grateful for the transformation that You have caused to take place in our lives. We pray that we would value what You value and love what You love. And as You enable us to love others for Your glory and with Your power, we pray that we would do so joyfully, recognizing that we represent You in the midst of this lost world. Thank You, Lord, for these reminders from Your Word today. We commit this day to Your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew He was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, "Wow, you're really awesome." More than like, "Wow, Jesus is really interesting. And He's really awesome."
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.